们可以也需要在我们的生活里头定下更高的目标。
We can and we need to set higher goals for ourselves in our lives.
然后我们把我们的目标常常放在祷告里头。
And we should often place those goals in our prayers.
那我们是一定可能我们一定可以达到更高处。
And it is possible for us to attain those higher goals.
我们如何来为自己定下目标？
And how can we set goals for ourselves?
我们可以从神的应许来当作我们的目标。
We can put God's promises as our goals.
神所有的应许都是我们所需要的。
Because all of God's promises are things that we need.
神给我们的应许也都是我们可以达到的。
And God's promises are all things we can obtain.
我就用神的两个应许来做我们彼此的勉励以及我们的目标。
So for our encouragement, I'm going to use two of God's promises, as examples of goals we can set.
第一个，神应许让我们能够得胜。
The first is that God has promised us that we can overcome.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十七节。
Romans, chapter 8, verse 37.
三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
在这里，保罗说，我们因为神的靠着神的爱，我们不但得胜，而且是得胜有余。
Here it says that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
让我们能够得胜，这是神给我们的应许。
And being conquerors, that is the promise of God.
我们发现有时候我们需要胜过自己的软弱。
Sometimes we find that we have to overcome our own weaknesses.
有时候我们发现我们需要胜过环境。
Sometimes we find that we have to overcome our environment.
有时候我们发现我们需要胜过我们生活当中我们所面对的困难。
And sometimes we find that we have to overcome the difficulties we face in our lives.
甚至我们发现我们要胜过看不见而存在的撒旦魔鬼。
And sometimes we find that we have to overcome the invisible Satan.
神应许我们有一个得胜的生活。
But God has already promised us a life of being a conqueror.
所以这个可以成为我们祷告的目标。
And so that can be a goal of our prayer.
再请我们看创世纪十七章。
Let's also look at the book of Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1.
第一节，亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，主向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless."
神对亚伯拉罕说：“我是全能的神。”
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "I am Almighty God."
然后神应许亚伯拉罕说：“你当在我面前。”行在我面前做一个这个完全人。
And he promised him to walk before him and to become a blameless person.
这也就是告诉我们神这神对亚伯拉罕讲的也是对我们大家讲的。
What God spoke to Abraham is also, was also spoken to us.
神是亚伯拉罕全能的神，也是我们全能的神。
The Lord was the Almighty God of Abraham, and He is also the Almighty God of all of us.
所以神也应许我们能够走在他面前，没有可以指责。
So the Lord has also promised that we can walk before Him and be blameless.
这也就是神应许我们在灵性上我们能够不断成长，达到完全。
And this is also something promised that we can pursue in our spiritual growth.
那在现实的生活里头，的确我们都面对这两个目标。
And in reality, we all face these two goals.
我们要得胜，我们的灵性要成长。
We all must conquer and we all must grow in our spirituality.
在现实的生活里头，我们也难免有时候会觉得说，这好像不太可能。
And in reality, we often find that it is impossible.
但是在神的爱、神的恩典里头，达到更高的目标，这是可能的。
But underneath God's love and His grace, it is possible to reach these goals.
请看马太福音十九章。
Let's look at the book of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音十九章二十六节。
Matthew 19, verse 16.
二十六节。
Oh, sorry, 26.
耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
门徒对主耶稣说：“要能够得救，这是不可，这很难，甚至不可能。”
When the disciples saw this incident, they said, "Who then can be saved?" They were greatly astonished.
但是主耶稣说：“是的，在人是不能的，但是在神凡事都能。”
But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
所以神的专长啊，就是让不可能的成为可能。
So God will allow the impossible things to become possible.
我们说我不可能得胜，但是主耶稣说，靠着神可以得胜的。
We say it is impossible for us to conquer, but God says that through me you can conquer.
我们很软弱的说我没有办法进步，主耶稣说靠着神是可以进步，甚至达到完全。
In our weakness, we say we cannot improve, but with God, God says that we can grow spiritually.
所以保罗说是靠着神的爱。
And become perfect. And so Paul says that this is through God's love.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说，我是全能的神。
And so the God of Abraham said that he is the Almighty God.
我们再请看诗篇145篇。
Let's all turn to the book of Psalm 115.
诗篇145篇。
Oh, sorry, Psalm 145.
145篇第五节。
Psalm
145,
verse 6.
第六节，人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。
Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness.
在这里说，我们要传讲，我们可以体验神可畏之事的能力。
So here, men will speak of the great might of the Lord's awesome acts.
是的，神在历史当中行了很多大而可畏的事情。
Yes, in history, God has done many incredible things.
而这位神昨天、今天、明天都是一样的。
And this God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
所以神所行的这些大而可畏的事情，今天同样能够在发生在我们的身上。
So even today, these awesome acts can happen to us.
当以色列人他们提到神这大而可畏的作为，他们一定会提到他们是如何的出埃及。
When the Israelites talk about the amazing acts of God, they will never fail to mention or think of Exodus.
当他们想到出埃及这件事情，他们也一定会去数算他们是如何过红海。
And when they recount on how they left Egypt, they will always remember how they crossed the Red Sea.
红海的水分开，让他们能够过去。
Because the Red Sea was parted and they were allowed to walk through on dry land.
是的，这一位神就是行大而可畏的事情。
Yes, this God is a God that does incredible acts.
在他没有难成的事情。
And before him, there is nothing too difficult.
那第六节下半句话说，我们要传扬你的大德。
And the second half of the verse says, I will declare your greatness.
神最伟大的事情就是他亲自成为人来到这个世界上。
The greatest act of God was that he became man and came onto earth.
让当时的人他们亲自的来 体验到这个主耶稣的能力，主耶稣的爱。
And people were able to experience God, the love and wonders of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的能力，今天同样的还是一样的彰显在我们的当中。
And Jesus Christ's love and his abilities are again manifested in our lives today.
所以我们是所以达到更高处，这是可能的。
So reaching greater heights, that's possible.
因为我们所拜的神是全能的神。
Because the God that we worship is an almighty God.
那这些古圣徒他们让我们羡慕，因为他们达到了更高处。
And these ancient saints are ones that we admire because they achieved greater heights.
其实他们跟我们都是同样性情的人。
Actually, they're not very different from you and I.
我们有的软弱，他们也有。
Because the weaknesses that we have, they had as well.
我们的有限也是他们的有限。
Our limitations are the same as theirs.
啊，但是他们却能够达到更高的目标。
Yet they were able to attain higher goals.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
啊，因为他们常常对神有一个跟我们不一样的那种决心。
Because they had a different kind of resolved heart toward God.
好，我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at the book of James, chapter
5. 雅各书第五章十七节。
James chapter 5, verse 7.
雅各书五章十七节。
James chapter 5, verse 17.
啊，十六节的最后一句话说：“一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。”
16b says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
义人的祷告是蒙神垂听的。
So God listens to the prayers of the righteous.
所以义人的祷告是大有功效的。
So the prayers of the righteous are very effective.
那谁是义人呢
？Who is a righteous man？
在这里举了以利亚先知。
Here is given the example of Elijah.
十七节，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，也就三年。零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
十八节，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
这是义人以利亚他祷告所带来的功效。
This was the result of the prayer of a righteous man, Elijah.
十七节说，以利亚其实是跟我们一样性情的人。
And in verse 17, it says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
这也就是说，其实我们也是义人。
And that tells us that we too are righteous people.
因为今天我们都在主耶稣基督里头，被主耶稣的宝血来称义了。
Because today we are all in Jesus Christ, having been washed away by His blood.
所以我们跟以利亚一样，我们都是义人。
So just like Elijah, we are righteous people.
那这个为什么以利亚他的祷告有功效
？And why is it that his prayer was effective？
在义人这样的一个被神认定是义人这样的一个基础之下，这里说他恳切的祷告。
To be recognized as a righteous person here, as it is recorded, it says that he prayed earnestly.
他对神有一个特别的 commitment， 特别的。立志决心。
He had a commitment and a resolved heart toward God.
他愿意来为神完成神所要做的事情。
He was willing to complete that which God entrusted him.
所以我们也要一样的对神有一个不一样的立志决心。
So we too must have a resolution for God.
那我们就可以跟这些伟大的古圣徒一样。
And then we can be like those saints.
我们达到更高处是可能的。
And we can attain those greater heights.
我们再请看民数记十四章。
Let's look at the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
民数记十四章二十四节。
Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24.
二十四节，唯独我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。
But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where you went.
这个加勒他也是一个伟大的古圣徒。
Caleb was also a great saint of the past.
跟他同世代的人，只有他跟耶稣亚进入迦南地。
In his generation, of his generation, only Caleb and Joshua entered the land of Canaan.
其他的这些以色列人，他们也都是神的选民。
The rest of the Israelites were also God's chosen people.
但是为什么他们没有达到更高处
？But why is it that they were unable to reach greater heights？
这里说。神说，因为加勒，因为他另外有一个心智。
It says that because Caleb had a different spirit in him.
这个就是他跟别人不一样的地方。
This is where he differed from the others.
所以就会让不可能成为可能。
And this is what led the impossible to become possible.
因为他那一个世代的人，大家都说我们不可能 进入迦南地。
Because all the people of his generation said it is impossible for us to enter the promised land.
啊，是的，从人的角度来看，他们进不了迦南地。
Yes, from the perspective of man, it is impossible.
啊，但是所靠的是神的爱。
But what we rely on is the love of God.
啊，我们他们所要靠的是，因为他们的神是全能的神。
They rely on the fact that the God is an almighty God.
哦，所以加勒他就有另外的一个心智。
And so Caleb had a different spirit in him.
啊，因为有这个心智，所以他专一的跟从神。
And because he had that different spirit, he followed God fully.
哦，所以是的，我们可以达到更高的目标。
So yes, we can attain greater heights.
啊，让我们来信靠神。
And greater goals because we rely on God.
哦，让我们从神那里来得到力量，来达到更高处。
So let us attain great strength from God to attain those greater heights.
好，我们请看罗马书十五章。
Let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 15.
罗马书十五章二十节。
Romans 15:20.
二十节，保罗说：“我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。”
And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel.Not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
啊，这是保罗他不一样的心智。
This was the different heart of Paul.
在保罗的时代，传福音是一件不容易的事情。
In Paul's time, preaching the gospel was not easy.
啊，他更立下一个志向，要在基督的名没有被称过的地方传福音。
So he made it his goal to preach the gospel where Christ was not named.
那我们真的看到保罗。他达到了他的这个目标。
And we see that Paul indeed reached that aim.
他靠着是神的爱。
And what he relied on was God's love.
他所靠的是因为他所拜的神是全能的神。
Because he relied on the fact that God is almighty.
所以他信靠神，他得着力量来达到更高处。
So he relied on God and he received that strength to attain those greater heights.
更高的目标当然会有更大的挑战。
Higher goals will of course come with the higher obstacles.
更大的挑战当然需要有更大的勇气。
And these greater obstacles require greater courage.
啊，所以让我们信靠神来得到勇气，达到我们更高的目标。
So let us believe in God to reach and have this greater courage and goal.
我们请看撒母记上十七章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章三十七节。
First Samuel 17:37.
啊，当时以色列人面对着强敌腓利士人。
At the time, the Israelites faced the Philistines, who were a great enemy.
那腓利士人当中又有一个勇士祭人哥利亚。
And among the Philistines was a great soldier named Goliath.
啊，大家都想要这个为自己的同胞来做一些事情。
And everybody wanted to act and out of loyalty for their country.
哦，那这时候最重要的就是击败哥利亚。
And the greatest thing to do at the time was to defeat Goliath.
啊，但是大家没有那个勇气。
But everyone lacked the courage to do so.
啊，三十七节。
Verse 37.
大卫又说：“主救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这腓利士人的手。”扫罗对大卫说：“你可以去吧。”
Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go."
大卫信靠神，所以求神给他勇气。
David relied on God, and so he received courage.
他想到过去神是怎么的帮助他。
He thought about how in the past God had helped him.
所以他现在也信靠神，从神那里得勇气。
So in the current time, he was also able to receive courage to fight the Philistines.
再请念四十五节，大卫对腓利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。”
Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied."
大卫真的来到哥利亚的面前。
So David truly came before Goliath.
他信靠神，所以他有勇气。
And because he believed in God, he had courage.
他不怕哥利亚对他的讥笑跟辱骂。
He was unafraid of the ridicule that the Philistines and Goliath said.
他相信神跟他同在，神会帮助他。
He believed that God would abide with him and work for him.
我们也要依靠神，让神来启发我们。
And we too must rely on God and hope that He will strengthen us.
让我们靠着神的启发，我们能够达到更高处。
And through God's help, we can also attain those greater heights.
是的，要达到更高的目标，我们要有更高的智，我们要更有智慧。
And when we're trying to attain these greater heights, we have to have wisdom.
人的智慧实在是有限。
Man's wisdom is limited.
尤其在这一条信仰的道路上面，我们要有上头来的智慧。
Especially in this path of spiritual growth, we have to have spiritual heavenly wisdom.
我们靠着神的爱，靠着神的全能。
And so we rely on God's love and His almighty power.
我们就能够得到神的神给我们的感动跟启发。
So that we can receive that movement of our hearts and that zeal for Him.
我们请看但以理书第二章。
Let's also look at the book of Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章十七节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 17.
十七节讲到但以理，他邀请他的三个朋友跟他一起祷告。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 17 talks about when Daniel encouraged his friends to pray with him.
他们信靠神，求神将启示来赐给他们。
They relied on God and asked that God reveal to them the mysteries.
因为他们需要为王来解答王的梦。
Because they needed to reveal to the king the meaning of his dreams.
今天在生活当中，我们也会遇到很难解的问题。
Today we too will encounter these impossible tasks and puzzles.
我们必须去面对问题，必须去解决问题。
We have to solve them, and we are forced to fix them.
我们必须要达到更高处。
And so we have to obtain these greater heights.
那所以我们依靠神，求神来启发启示我们。
So when that happens, we should rely and ask God to enlighten us.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明，但以理便称颂天上的神。
Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
虽然他们这四个人比很多人都聪明。
Yes, these four were smarter than most people.
但是他们的聪明不等于他们能够解决所有的问题。
But just because they were smarter than the rest doesn't mean they could resolve this problem.
但是依靠神就能够得到神给他们的启发启示。
But relying on God could allow them to have that revelation from God.
让我们一起来信靠神，从神那里来得到帮助。
So let us rely on God and receive that help from Him.
让我们能够得胜。
And allow us to be victorious.
让我们在灵性上能够不断的成长。
And that in our spiritual growth, we will continually grow stronger.
我们请看以赛亚书三十七章。
And let's all look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章二十节。
Isaiah 37 verse 20.
以赛亚书三十七章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 37 verse 20.
主我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道，唯有你是神。
Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone.
当时代最强盛的帝国就是亚述帝国。
At the time, the greatest kingdom around was the kingdom of Assyria.
这亚述帝国已经征服了许多的国家。
And they had already conquered many kingdoms.
那现在他们也要来征服犹大国。
And here they have come to take the kingdom of Judah captive.
他们也真的打下了犹大国很多的城的坚固的城。
And they had already defeated many cities of Judah.
那现在军队已经来到了耶路撒冷。
And now the army was already at the gates of Jerusalem.
西西家是犹大的犹大王。
And King Hezekiah was the king of Judah.
他的目标是什么
？What was his goal?
国王的目标当然就是保护自己的百姓。
Of course, a king's goal is to protect his people.
国王的目标当然就是带领国家来胜过敌人。
The king's goal is to lead his people to overcome the enemy.
但是现实来讲，犹大国根本打不过亚述国。
But in reality, it was impossible for the Israelites to overcome the Assyrians.
那些比犹大国还强盛的都已经被亚述帝国所征服。
Because those who were stronger than Judah were already defeated.
所以对西西家王来讲，从人来看，这是一个不可能。
So from man's perspective, for King Hezekiah, this was an impossibility.
他不可能胜过亚述帝国。
It was impossible for him to overcome the kingdom of Assyria.
但是神给人的应许是得胜。
But the promise that God has given to us is to overcome.
所以在这里西西家王他专心的依靠神。
So here, King Hezekiah fervently relied upon God.
他求神来帮助他们。
He begged God to help them.
所以他就能够达到他那一个更高的目标。
And so because of that, he was able to obtain that greater goal.
人的不可能在神都是可能。
And where man meets dead ends, that is the opening for God.
好，我们请跳过来看这个35节。
Let's look at verse 35.
神说，因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。
For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
是的，神应许了西西家王的祈求。
Yes, God fulfilled King Hezekiah's prayer.
神要成为这个耶路撒冷城的保护。
He will become the protector of Jerusalem.
所以西西家王不可能击败敌人的，就成为可能。
And so the impossibility of overcoming and conquering their enemies was realized.
所以耶路撒冷城就没有被亚述帝国打下来。
Sorry, the impossibility became a possibility and they were defeated.
所以西西家王救了耶路撒冷城，也救了整个犹大国。
So King Hezekiah was able to save the entire kingdom of Judah.
所以要紧的是我们每一个人对神都要有一个节制。
So this key point is that we have to have a
commitment.
A commitment to God.
所以所谓的问题会成为我们的一个可能。
So that all the problems we meet will become a possibility.
如果我们真的对神来节制、立志，
If we truly set a commitment towards God in what we do,
所谓的阻挡常常就是一个机会。
All of the obstacles we face are opportunities.
所以神应许我们得胜。
So God has promised us that we will conquer.
神应许我们在灵性上不断长进，达到完全。
And God has promised that not only in our spiritualities we will grow, we will become perfect.
这两项都是我们信仰的道路上重要的两个项目。
These are the two goals that are important in our spiritual lives.
所谓的重要，对人来讲常常也是比较困难的。
And sometimes even though they're important, they're also very difficult.
但是靠着神的爱，靠着神的全能，达到更高处是可能的。
But through God's love and His almighty power, those impossibilities become possibilities.
我们看到很多的例子，也提醒我们用祷告来让神的应许成全在我们的生活里头。
We also see and read many examples where prayer will allow us to attain these possibilities.
一开始的祷告，我问大家，你的目标是什么？
At the beginning of our prayer, I asked everybody what your goal was.
如果你还没有想出来的话，那么这两个就做我们的目标。
If you still haven't thought of a goal, let these two become your goals.
我们要得胜。
To conquer.
我们的灵性要继续成长，达到完全。
And to grow your spirituality into perfection.
我们把它放在祷告里头。
Let's place these two goals in prayer.
祷告让神这伟大的应许能够成全在我们的身上。
Because through prayer, these two goals can become realities in our lives.
在我们的祷告里头，好，我们也特别为婚社教会的事情祷告。
And in our prayer, let's also pray for the branching out of our church.
在婚社教会的事情上面，我们似乎有了一个可以突破的突破点。
So that we can have a turning point.
我们很 看起来是已经有。
Because it already seems like we're at that point.
所以我们更求神亲自来带领祝福。
So let's all pray that God will bless it.
我们唱395首，我们唱第一节最后一节。
Let's all sing hymn 395, the first and last verse.
I'm praising all the Yahweh, nevermind every day, still praying I own what bar, Lord, from my way on high across. Lord, lead me on and let me stay by ways on heaven's table.Still I pray, till him I bow, Lord, from my feet on higher ground. Lord, lead me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher prayer than I have bow, Lord, from my feet on higher ground.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在就一起来祷告我们要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
And now we're going to pray together, and those of you who would like to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
求主耶稣怜悯我们，帮助我们让我们能够达到更高处。
May God have mercy and help us so that we can attain greater heights.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.